From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Welcome to this installment of Scrapbook, Becker County. Today, Amy Dagerstrom of the Becker County Historical Society will be with us to discuss the success of the logging industry and that industry's impact on the county and what other industries developed and flourished as a result of the logging industry's success. On Scrapbook, Becker County.
Becker County was founded in 1858, the same year that the state of Minnesota was. It wasn't really openly settled until 1868 because of the development of the White Earth Reservation and the boundaries there, and we'll talk about that in another show. As a result of that, the railroad started coming through, and so the logging industry really begins because of the railroad, because the railroad had to cut its way through, right? Mm-hmm. And so as a result of that, the logging industry just sort of followed the railroad as it moved, and so as it came to Becker County, there was this kind of new discovery of the sort of lush landscape that existed there and the potential for a great logging industry to take hold. And so as a result of that, if you have 200 men who are coming in to do logging, what else do you need? You need people who are going to wash their clothing. You need people to cook for them. You need a place for them to have their money. You need a place for them to live. You need a grocery store, right? You need a mercantile store. You need places where they can take their horses to get shod, and you need places
saloons.
For them to, yeah, saloons especially, right? We're a big one. Warehouses, breweries, right? All those things kind of grow up as a result of this huge influx of people that come for logging and then stay.
You just touched on the railroad's impact. That all together, that really, like you mentioned, blew open a lot of doors of a lot of opportunity for mm-hmm. the area to develop.
Yes, and in Becker County, the railroad came through in 1871, and there was literally a crew of people moving along with both the Northern Pacific and the Sioux line, and so there were two railroads that intersected in Detroit Lakes, or Detroit as it was known then, and those men, again, needed places to live, places to relax. We had the Lewis Hotel in Detroit, which is probably the best story. Mrs. Mary Lewis wanted to civilize these men, right? And so she made them all come to afternoon tea, very formal tea, and she tried to give them manners, right? Force manners upon them.
Lift up the pinky ring.
Right, yeah, exactly. Pleasant conversation. And their retribution was that they taught her parrot to swear. You know, culture starts to come to the prairie, to the early pioneer settlements. And so we start to get things like formal hotels and opera houses and fancy restaurants, right, start to pop up. I think that in Becker County, like many places in the northwest part of our state, that nightlife was a little rough, maybe, right? But I think that a lot of folks, especially those kind of entrepreneurial spirits, in our case, a fellow named E.G. Holmes and a fellow named John K. West, came from the East Coast, and they brought with them their kind of sense of sophistication as a result of that. And so they started to build, again, destination locations. So in Detroit Lakes, there was the Minnesota Hotel, which was 100 guest rooms. It had indoor plumbing. It had showers. It had a full laundry.
The works.
Yeah, the works. And it was this beautiful Victorian building that then burned down in 1916, because in those days, everything burned down at least a couple times, right?
Yeah.
That was replaced with the Greystone Hotel, which still exists in Detroit Lakes right now. The building does, which was a little bit more to the higher end, I guess, in terms of finish, and they had a formal dining room. But then to kind of counteract that, or to balance that out, perhaps, you have places like the McCarthy Hotel, and the McCarthy Hotel was a boarding house, right? That was more for the rough and tumble, had the saloon in the downstairs, had a very fancy, quote-unquote, restaurant where they served turtle soup and they kept the turtles in a pit in the basement, right? I mean, you have all the kind of wide variety, and that extends out into the broader reaches of Becker County, where we start to develop resorts. We start to develop those lake resorts that we think of in the, you know, teens, 20s, 30s. As the roads improved and people were able to travel around a little more, now you can go out to Valhalla Resort, for example, or Elbow Lake Lodge, and really get yourself ready for some hunting and fishing, and bring a little bit of that city life out into the country.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios, located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.